Craig Sager, I was wondering if you could just talk about the difference between working an NBA game and working a college basketball game from your perspective.
You know, people always say that the games are different. I don't think the games are different. I think it's like the same thing when we do international basketball for the Olympics. The game's the same, they're just played differently. And, you know, when we had our meeting here the other day, I ran into Bob Dekus, who runs the tournament for CBS for the last 30 years, the Heart and Soul. He and I were teammates at Northwestern. We walked down to Northwestern and played, you know, with the Wildcats. He went on to become the Big Ten leader in RBIs. I became a male cheerleader in Willie the Wildcat. But, you know, you play the game, and there's so many players out there that this may be their last game in the tournament. They don't have the talent. They don't have the skills. They don't have all the athleticism it takes to play in the NBA. But they are very good college basketball players. And, you know, they may be undersized for that level, but that's not what we do here. We're not here to scout who's going to be at the next level. We're here to enjoy the game of college basketball, and it's 300 teams. I mean, and it's one and done, and you're out. In the NBA, you know, I can tell you every player and every team, and I can tell you that if you play best out of seven series, the best team's going to win. You know, how are you going to beat the Lakers four times unless you are superior and you are the best team in the NBA? But here, anybody can beat Ohio State. Anybody can beat Duke. Anybody can beat Kansas. It's one and done. It's just so exciting, and it's just so different because everybody has a chance that day. And, there's nothing like it. You know, people talk about, well, the Super Bowl, you know, that's one game and anything can happen that game. But, you know, you have the two best teams usually. Here, it's March Madness because it is crazy and it builds up for, you know, a whole month. And so it's just totally different as far as the excitement, the passion, and what's at stake.
This is something that Clark Kellogg and Steve Kerr were talking about in their preparing for whatever teams you're going to get. When you don't know until Sunday who it's going to be, and then you have two or three or four days to get ready, what's that going to be like for you?
Well, I've always been one big in preparation, and I've always been one with notes. I think I probably couldn't have got through Northwestern without my cheat sheets or my notes. So what I did is, you know, at the beginning of the year,
oh,
I went through.
That's impressive. This is a whole stack of note cards in a ring binder on all the conferences and all the teams.
And it's every team, and they're in conferences, and, you know, when the conference championship is. And what I then do is you have them all at the beginning, and then as teams get better, you can sort them out. So you get down to Selection Sunday, I'll take this 300 teams, and I'll have 68 of them. And then when I get assigned my region, which right now I think I'm going to Tulsa, then I'll have eight. So we've done the preparation all year going in. And we also, Howard Zulkowitz, I don't know if you know Howard, but he's like our vice president of production, one of the smartest guys I've ever met. He was a researcher for Olympics and all. Every week we'd have a quiz.
This is a binder.
And after NBA meetings every week, those of us have a quiz. And he'd come out with this quiz like, you know, the first one was like, you know, star players. You'd have to match the name of the team and, you know, fill in the blank things. Now, Howard knows all these, but he'd have this prepared for all of us in the research to do your research, to do your studying, and it really helped. And it may sound, you know, childish or grade schoolish, but it keeps you going, because if you waited until March 1st, suddenly decide that you're doing the NCAA tournament and to do your preparation, it'd be such a daunting task and overwhelming. I think that you would feel ill-prepared and you'd feel overwhelmed and be very difficult. So I think the fact that, you know, yeah, we study and we prepare as we go along, and then when you get down to this point, then you just eliminate, and then you really focus on the teams you're doing. And once we know where we're going, we'll look at video of the teams and we'll be prepared. So, yeah, I think we'll be ready. I really do.